The impact of manure and mineral fertilizer application on soil quality under a corn soybean rotation in South Dakota.
Thank you, everyone. It's taken me a little bit while to prepare this as a normal person. Everybody's shorter than me. And my name is Ekrem Özlü. I'm from Turkey. I'm studying in South Dakota State University as a master's student I just completed. And today my talk will be about impact of the annual cattle manure application and inorganic fertilizer application on soil quality under corn soybean rotation in South Dakota. And I would like to thank for every single participation at the same time. And I will be following the regular structure of a manuscript for my presentation as well. And soil quality indicates the living and dynamic nature of the soil. And soil is the largest terrestrial carbon pool. And soil organic carbon is the most attributed soil parameters, even its direct impact of it and indirectly impact on the soil properties. Soil organic carbon is also energy source of the microbial communities and activities and chemical processes. Application of the organic manure is important for the agricultural sustainability. So manure is an excellent management practice to improve the soil nutrients, soil organic carbon, and modify soil properties. Nutrient input to cultivated soil might differentiate the structure and activities of the microbes and their environment. Due to this information, we decide to work on the manure and inorganic fertilizer impacts on the soil quality indicators. And today we'll be focused on mostly physical quality of the soil. I have two different locations, which are in the Felt Research Farm and Southeast Research Farm of SDSU. And the Felt Research Farm, as seen here, is established in 2008 with 6 and 18 meter dimensions on the Vienna soil. And we also have one plot in the east-south of the South Dakota, which established in 2003 on 6.9 to 20 dimension for each plot on Agan soil. Both studies have 24 plots with 4 replications under the corn soybean rotation and a complete randomized block design and 6 treatments. Treatments include the 1 control, 2 inorganic fertilizer, and 3 manure applications. Control means there is no any inorganic or organic applications, and inorganic fertilizer also does not have any application for the soybean crop, but for the corn, we have the application of the inorganic fertilizer. Differentiation in the high and recommended fertilizers are, we are also supporting the phosphor, potassium, zinc, and sulfur, and using the 5 different sources, urea, MAP, potash, zinc sulfate, and ammonium sulfate. For the manure, we have 3 different rates of the manure application. One of them, the recommended rate of the phosphorus-based manure, and 2 of them are nitrogen-based. One of them is recommended, and the other one is double of the recommended rate of the manure. We use dairy manure only in the Brookings site, and beef manure only in the Southeast Research Farm. And all this calculation had been done by using the DNR tool, which developed by South Dakota Department of Environment and Natural Resources. Here is the one of the example that we apply the manure by using the bobcat to get weight, then apply in the field manually and disc into 1 to 3 days and plant after that. And one example of the inorganic fertilizer application. And the parameters that we monitor are soil pH and EC with 1 to 1 and 1 to 2.5 soil and water ratio. And we do the disturbed soil samples for the pH, EC, aggregate stability, and the carbon nitrogen. And we also do aggregate stability by following the camber and Rosenio, and do the soil organic carbon and total nitrogen with combustion. And we use the core method to get the samples for the bulk density, and the same method we used for bulk density and water retention, that we follow the pressure plate apparatus method. For water infiltration, we follow the double rings methodology to monitor the water infiltration at the same time of the core samples. Statistical analysis have been done to look at the differences between treatments on the impacts of the treatments on the soil properties. With using the LSD in mixed procedure and significant level of the 5%. We also do single contrast analysis for the differentiation of the highest and lowest application of the manure and overall manure and fertilizer applications. Here is the one of the result that soil pH, as is seen in inorganic fertilizer, decreases the soil pH significantly, and also increasing the rate of the inorganic fertilizer decreases the soil pH higher compared to lower rate of the inorganic fertilizer. There is a slight increase in the highest application of manure, but there is no impact of the other two manure applications. This might be due to the pH is already around a range of the 6.9 to 7, but there is no impact on the lower depths. When we look at the Birchwood site, it's making much more clear because the pH was very low here. Inorganic fertilizers still decreasing the soil pH, and rate of the inorganic fertilizer is decreasing higher. And we have significant impact of the manure here, which caused the limbing effects that if the soil pH is lower, and the manure will increase our pH. So the other property is electrical conductivity. As we've seen, overly manure increased the electrical conductivity, and also increasing the manure rate increased the electrical conductivity higher compared to lower rate of the manure, and no impact of the inorganic fertilizer on the electrical conductivity. Not only treatment impacts were significant, but also the contrast between highest and lowest manure application and overall manure and fertilizer were significant. So soil organic carbon shows that application of the manure overly increased the soil organic carbon content, and also increasing rate of the inorganic manure application also increased higher the soil organic carbon compared to inorganic fertilizer and control, and there were no impact of the inorganic fertilizer. Even we see some lower values under the inorganic application, but the values were not statistically significant. Similar results were observed in the Birchwood site as well, but differentiation were higher. This might be because of the longer application of the manure. So when we look at the total nitrogen, similar to soil organic carbon, manure application increased the total nitrogen content, and there were no impact of the recommended rate of the fertilizer application, and the higher manure application increased the total nitrogen higher. When we look at the longer period of time, we see even the high fertilizers impacts were not significant, but the manure increased the total nitrogen compared to inorganic fertilizer and control, and rate of the manure increased higher the total nitrogen content. There were impacts on the second depth in the Birchwood site as well. This might be due to the longer duration application of the manure. So we had the impact in the Birchwood in the second depth as well. So when we look at the aggregate stability, which is the positively correlated with soil organic carbon in our study, that shows the highest impact of the manure application had the highest values for the first depth, which is the indicating 0 to 10 centimeter. Not only overly manure increased the aggregate stability, but also the increasing rate of the manure increased aggregate stability more. And there were negative impact of the inorganic fertilizer on the wet aggregate stability. And this was much clearer in the Birchwood site. This might be due to the impact of the NH4 ions, which move in the colloids and aggregates and move as a disturbed agents. And also the contrast was statistically significant as well. So when we look at the bulk density, the opposite of the water aggregate stability bulk density was negatively correlated with soil organic carbon, which shows that higher application of the manure decreased the bulk density higher compared to the lower application of manure, and overall manure decreased the bulk density compared to inorganic fertilizer and control, whereas there were no impact of the inorganic fertilizer on bulk density. And the contrast between highest and lowest manure and overall manure and fertilizer were also significant for the Brookings sites. So when we look at the infiltration rate was increasing under manure application, and similarly the other soil organic carbon and wet aggregate stability, the increasing rate of the manure was increasing the infiltration rate as well, and mostly there is no impact of the inorganic fertilizer on the infiltration rate, and contrast were also statistically significant for both sites. So there will be only one example of the water retention due to the time conditions, and the manure shows higher performance on the water retention, whereas higher inorganic fertilizer was slightly decreased, but this differentiation of the high fertilizer was not statistically significant, but impact of manure on the wet water retention was higher statistically significant on from the manure. So this study concludes that manure maintained the soil pH and increased the soil organic carbon and total nitrogen, water aggregate stability, and electrical conductivity. And also manure decreased the soil bulk density, which also can be concluded as overall that manure improves the soil properties and soil quality. So I would like to thank to their financial support of the General Director of Agricultural Research and Policy of Turkey and the General Director of Foreign and International Studies. And I would like to also thank the South Dakota Experiment Station for their financial support and Southeast Research Farm for the providing the plots and South Dakota Soil Fertility Project and my colleagues for their help for sampling and analysis and for references as well. And I also would like to thank for your patience. If you have any question, please do not hesitate. You're welcome.
Any questions?
Thank you very much.